This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah. Okay, Parshashir. So, Parshas Vayera, three offerings this evening. If you're listening online, please do email me and I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. So, the first idea is on the opening pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayera ilov Hashem be'elonim mamre v'yoshev pesach ha'ehel k'chom hayon. Now, interestingly, although we pronounce it v'yoshev, it's actually written yud shin base, which could be read Yoshav. So if you're the Baal Korah and you're reading it Shabbos morning, you know, you would be forgiven if you read it for Hu Yoshav, because there's no Vav there. And Rashi, of course, makes reference to this. Rashi says, Yoshav Ksiv, even though we read it Yoshav, but it actually is written Yud Shin Beis. Says Rashi, Bikesh Lamed, what is this alluding to? That Avraham Avinu wanted to stand. Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu Shev Ani Emud. No, you sit, Avraham Avinu. Va'ani emod, and I will stand. Va'at ha'simen lebonecha, and this is a simen for your children, she'osid ani le'siyatsiv ba'adas ha'dayonim, that in future, in all botei din, the dayonim will be sitting, ve'hin yoshvin, but I will stand in the beis din, but the dayonim will be sitting. As it says, elikim nitzov ba'adas kel. Okay. Now, two questions, and this I saw in the Sefer Meshulchan Gevurah in the name of Reb Leib Gurvitz, the Rosh Yeshiva in Gates, Avraham's father. So, question number one, in what way is Avraham Avinu like a dayan in the Beis Din? You sit down, and for all future Botei Din, you will be, the dayan will be sitting and I will stand. We're equating the house of Avraham Avinu in some way to like a Beis Din, where Avraham should be sitting like the dayanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'll stand. In what way was there a Beis Din in the house of Avraham, and was Avraham like a dayan? What is that referring to? And third of all, very interesting question. We know there are three malachim, and each malach had a tafkid. Each one had a specific job. Says Rashi, a bit later on, the next box, V'hinei shlesha anoshim, echod levase esora, ve'echod lehapeh chesedayim, ve'echod lerapeh savron. The three malachim. Number one was to tell Sarah the good news that she was going to have a child. Number two was to destroy Sedayim. And number three was lerapeh esavron, to heal Avraham. So a question which I never really thought of, but it's an obvious question. Why two of the three malachim, I can understand why they needed to go to the house of Avram to tell Sarah the news and to be merap Avram, bikocheilim. But the malach whose job was to be mehapich Sodom, to destroy Sodom, why did he just go straight to Sodom? He wanted the company, the other two malachim? It's an interesting observation. So Reb Leib Gurvitz gave the following answer. Venir Eloima, next box. Shegmar dinah shel Sodom, lahapich, the gmar din of Sodom to be destroyed, lahoye ele bebeis shel Avraham Avinu. The gmar din, the verdict that this Sodom was going to be destroyed, that verdict was issued in the house of Avraham. Ketzad, how so? Davka mikoach tov shel Avraham, it was because of the goodness, the kindness of Avraham, v'hafruz also, and his generosity, his in b'midas hachesed, klapei malachim, asher al yodo nika oid yosef pshor shal sodom harshor, huchra dinah. In other words, it was the contrast when the malachim came and saw the generosity, the hachnosis orchim of Avraham Avinu, that he was chalashing to invite people in. Despite it being in pain, he was sitting there, kachom hayoyim, waiting, distressed that there were no people passing. Despite being in pain and the lavishness of their generosity, and then you go to Sodom and you see the hostility to Chesed, you see people how they're punished for taking in people, and you know Lot's wife Rashi brings salt as well. You want to give them on their food. It was such a contrast that it was actually the contrast which was the trigger, if you like, of the Gemar Din against Sodom. And indeed, the Sepharno says, he says exactly that point. Says the Sepharno, Vayakumu Misham Ha'anoshim, says the Sepharno, Panu Mibes HaChesed, they went from the house of Chesed, Vayashkifu, Hashkofa L'ra, it's a sort of a negative perspective, Al Pnei Sodom, Shoyahefech Beis HaShlavron, which was the opposite of the house of Sodom. So again, the Sepharno is explaining that the Psukim are highlighting the contrast of the two homes. And continues the Shulchan Gvar, Hava Omer, and therefore you could say, Shehalichas Hamalochim Lahafoch Chesedayim Bo'o Mitoich Beis HaShavram. the reason why the Malachim went to Sodom was because they visited the house of Avraham Avinu. Lachin Hashem nitzav olav, and therefore the house of Avraham became almost like a Beis Din. Do we destroy Sodom? Do we not destroy Sodom? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing over this Beis Din. Uchmaseh b'chol Beis Din, like with every Beis Din. Lefizeh muvan madua kol shlishes malachim bo l'Avraham. Now we understand. They came to Avraham, A, to tell Sarah the good news, B, to give her a refuah to Avraham. And the third malach came because there was a din Torah going on in the house of Avraham Avinu, as it were, because the only reason why Sodom was destroyed is because it was the contrast of seeing the wonderful chesed in the house of Avraham. Shebo l'Beis Din Avraham. Yeah. I needed the third malach to, he was there to witness the verdict and then do his job. But if the, for whatever reason, the chesed of Avraham was short or he wasn't, didn't see enough of a contrast, then you're right, the malach would say, nope, we can go home. But the verdict was only issued in the house of Avraham because it sort of highlighted the contrast of the two. Okay, that's Reb Leib Gurwitz on the beginning of the parasha. Now, I came across something else. Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein's got this new sefer, which is really is a delight to go through. And he mentioned something, I can't remember the name of the sefer he quoted, but whoever it was, I looked for it on the Eitz HaChochma, I couldn't find it. But he quoted something very, very interesting in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And then I saw it in a few other Sfarim on the Eitz HaChochma. But it's the same idea, very, very interesting idea. The Pasuk says that Avraham went and davened for Sodom. Vayan Avraham vayome hine nohalti ledaber Hashem v'anoichi ofar v'efer. So Avraham Avinu says, "Anoichi ofar v'efer." How do we normally understand that? Says Avraham Avinu, "I am like dust and I'm like ash." So normally it's understood to mean that it's a sign of humility, self-deprecating. Although I am like dust and ashes, I'm worthless, but I still would like to daven for them. That's sort of his hakdama to his tefillah. Rashi says a slightly different pshat, but I suppose it's, you know, on a similar line. V'anoichi ofar v'efer, says Rashi, v'kva ho yisiroyu lios ofar alidei hamalochim. I was very close to being ofar, to being dust, because of the malochim, i.e. the four kings against the five kings. I had to go and fight against the four kings and engage in battle with them. That was a dangerous mission, like we discussed last week. And I was close to being pulverized. So I would have been dust. V'efer is a reference to Nimrod. He could have been ash, because of Nimrod, lulei rachamecha she'omduli, because that's the kivshon ha'ish. In last week, not referenced in the Torah, but of course Chazal said this took place in last week's parasha, that he was thrown into the kivshon ha'ish by Nimrod, that were it not for your ches l'akadosh baruch hu, I would be ofar, because I would have been obliterated by the four malachim, and I would have been transformed into ash because of the kivshon ha'ish also in last week. Okay, so therefore, anoichi ofar v'efer, were it not for your ches l'akadosh baruch hu, but please hear me. He then quotes something fascinating, again, in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Totally different pshat. We know that on Sukkos, the 7 days of Sukkos, there are lots of karbonos going on. There are 13 parim which are brought on day one, 12 on the next day, 11, going down to 7 on the last day, which totals 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, total 70. Says Rashi there in Parshas Pinchas, Pari HaChog, Shivim Heim Keneged Shivim Ha'umos. The 70 Parim which are brought over the course of the 7 days of Sukkos correspond to the 70 nations of the world, because they get benefits from there being a Beis HaMikdash, and this protects them, and it's a good thing for the Umos La'ilam. The 70 Karbonos, the 70 Parim, represent the Shivim Ha'umos. Shmini Atzeres, the pasuk says, by Yom Hashmini Atzeres Tielochem, Kom Lech Zavodu Loisasu, Vikravtem Oile Isherech Nechoch Lashem, Parechot, there's only one. What is that one par? Says Rashi over there, Keneged Yisrael. The one par on Shmini Atzeres, after the 70 bulls of Sukkos representing the Umos Olam, is corresponding to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi famously says that Hisakvuli Ma'at Oid, that he has a special connection, a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, stay a little longer. Veloshen chibah huzeh, it's a term of endearment. Kabonim haniftarim me'avim, like children who are departing from their parents. V'oim elohem kosher, like pridaschem ikvu yom et echot. Stay for another day. Okay, that's the famous Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Says the Vilna Gaon, amazing. Anoichi ofar v'efer, ofar spells ayin par, 70 cows. Afer is aleph par. What Avram Avinu is saying, I wear two hats. I am, my name was changed from Avram to Avraham, the Av Hamoin Goyim. I'm the father of mankind. So I represent the 70 umos, but I'm also the father of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, Anochi Ayin Par, Anochi Aleph Par. I am the father of all nations, and I'm also the father of Klal Yisrael, and I'm coming to you wearing both of those hats. I'm davening for Sodom, that's part of my job. I sort of embody both exactly that message. And therefore, that was his hakdama to his tefillah. I represent both Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. Fantastic insight. Okay, let's move on. Now, the next idea, I came across it last year. I put it away with my notes to say it again this year. It's, again, a very beautiful insight. In the name of Rebbe Tzvi Bergman. Rebbe Tzvi Bergman, in his Sefer Shari Ora, he's the son-in-law of Reb Shach, and he's got a lovely Sefer on Chumash, and he says a fabulous idea. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, Vayashkem Avram Baboike, Avram Avinu got up early in the morning, El Hamokum Asher Omad Shom, Es Pnei Hashem. And he went to the place where he had davened previously, we understand it to mean. And this, by the way, is the source. This is that Avram davened Shacharis, and the Gemara in Brachas that Vav Amud Beis tells us that this is a source for another halacha. If you take a look at the Gemara in Brachas that Vav Amud Beis, look at the next box. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Kol hakoveya mokum litfilosoi. Anyone who fixes a place for his davening, Elokei Avraham be'ezrei. The God of Avraham will come to his help. Or Chashemes, and when a person who fixes a place for his tefillah dies, Omrim lo, we say about him, E onov, what a humble person, E chosid, what a pious person, Mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu, he's a student of Avram Avinu. V'Avram Avinu minolim dekover mokum. How do we know that Avram Avinu was kaveh mokum? Dechsiv, v'yashkim Avram baboike, el amokum asher omad shom. This pasuk in this week's parasha. So you see that Avram Avinu went back to the same place. Ve'ein amida l'tefillah, it's a reference to tefillah, as it says, v'ayam u'pinchas v'yipala. Good. So there's a halacha that a person should be kaveh mokum l'tefillah. Now, where does it refer to, by the way? So the Rishonim discuss that, and it's different interpretations are given. The Rabbeinu Yoina says it refers to when you daven at home. When you daven at home, you should have a fixed place to daven. Don't daven in different places. You know, you should have one seat, one corner, one place where you daven. The other Rishonim says it refers to at home and at shul. And it's a reference to A, the shul, don't shul hop, and B, in that shul have a fixed place. What's the svara? Why should you be kaveh makom? So some say it's a parallel to the karbonos. Just like the karbonos, they're very specific. It's very scientific where each carbon has got to be offered up. Well, so too, davening is in lieu of karbonos, and therefore they need a fixed place. Others say it's nothing mystical, but it just helps concentration. We've all been there. If you're a guest in another shul, you know, the first 10 minutes you're looking around, I didn't know he davens here. Yeah, I didn't know. Oh my gosh, that's an interesting mark on the wall. And the crack in the seat in front is fascinating, and it's very distracting. If you fix a place and you always have davening in the same place, I guess it just helps concentration. There are less distractions. That's what Mefarshim say. Now, the question is this, though. I can understand the importance of being kaveh makom l'tefillasoi, but why is it referred back to Avraham Avinu? Why does the Gemara say, kol hakaveh makom l'tefillasoi, elokei Avraham be'ezrei? It's the God of Avraham who comes to his help, not Yitzhak, not Yaakov. And we say about him, e onov e chosid. Wherein lies the humility? What is going on? So, the Shari Oira, Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, says the following amazing pshat. We know there is a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, contrasts the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and Bilam. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, Kol mi sheyesh biyod shleish dvarim halalu mitalmid shel Avraham Avinu. Anyone who has the following attributes is a Talmid of Avraham, v'shleish dvarim acherim mitalmid shel Bilam HaRasha. Ayin toiva ruach namoicha v'nefesh shafala. All aspects of humility. Mitalmidu shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra ruach gavaya nefesh rechava. If he's arrogant, he's a talmid shel Bilam HaRasha. Etc. etc. That's the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Says the Shari Ora. Fascinating. But Parshas Balak. When Balak went to try and curse Klal Yisrael, he tried to offer up various offerings. For his hakavona shemishom yekalel es Yisrael, he would offer up the offering, and from that vantage point, he would go and curse the Jewish people. Ubono leshem shom shiva mizbeches, and from there he would build seven mizbeches, veheichin leparim veshiva elim, etc. When he saw that it didn't work, that his tefillahs weren't answered, v'lo killel es Yisrael, and he was unable to curse the Jewish people, hechelef es hamakom. What did he do? He went elsewhere, as it says, v'yomei lov bolog leich no itzi el hamakom acher. He's going to try a different place. And then it didn't work, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy with him. Every time he didn't succeed, he went to a different place. Next paragraph. So you see, he changed his location several times. And he attributed the lack of his success, not that he was unsuccessful, it's just that he was in the wrong place. From that place, he says the problem is not that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to curse Klal Yisrael, but the place is not auspicious for it. Let me try a different place, but the guilt doesn't lie with me. Omnom, last paragraph. Avram Avinu, afa pisha omad betfila, avur sudoim v'ameira, v'osu kol ha-cheshbonis mechamishim ad-asora. Even though Avram Avinu tried and ultimately did not succeed when he davened for sudoim, he went from 50 all the way down to 10. Kashe kol ha-dabe al Avram, when he was finished, v'avram shovlim koime k'mishnema, the next day, shuv hishkim l'machris v'boikel ha-mokom ha-she omad shom. He went again to daven shachris the next day, where? To the same place. And he was the opposite of Bilam. He didn't attribute the lack of success to his place. He went back to the same place. Let me give you a moshel as to what he's saying. Imagine in school, you've got a teacher, and the teacher walks into the staff room after a very challenging lesson. And there's one of two ways they could walk into the staff room. Let's say it's a she. She comes into the staff room, and she says, they are impossible. They are unteachable. Impossible. And you can hear frustration, a disaster lesson. That's one approach. Alternatively, she could say, they are a very challenging class, and I'm not engaging them. I need to discuss with my colleagues how to better engage them, different the techniques, different management techniques in the classroom, who knows what. What's the difference between the two? The first one smacks of arrogance. In other words, I'm a good teacher, the kids are just not listening, they're not interested. The second is that maybe the problem is within. Maybe I need to have a different approach over here, I need to try something else. It's the difference between arrogance and humility. Bilam, he goes to the place to try and curse Klal Yisrael, it doesn't work. So he says, the problem is not with me, I've got tremendous powers to curse. It must be that the place is not right, I'll go somewhere else. Avram Avinu, if you think about it, he davened for Sodom, and he didn't succeed. His tefillah didn't work. And yet, he goes back to the same place because he looks within and he doesn't try and attribute blame elsewhere. Now, we understand the Gemara. Kol ha-kaveh ha-mokum l'tefilosei elekei Avraham hu be'ezra. It's Dafka, the God of Avram, who comes to his help. V'chashemei so'emrim lo ve'ono ve'chosid. Because going back to the same place day in, day out is a sign of tremendous humility. You're attributing any lack of success to yourself. Maybe I need to improve my tefillah, I need to daven better, I need to focus better. That's what we're saying. That's the connection between Kaveh Makom and tefillosei and humility. Amazing, a beautiful insight of Meir Tzvi Bergman. So there we have three ideas. The first idea, in what way does Rashi equate that Avram's house was like a Beis Din, and why did the third Malach have to go to the house of Avram and Sarah? You could have gone straight to Sodom. The Teretz is, the house of Avram was treated as a Beis Din, and therefore that they had, it was the Gemar Din, the verdict takes place there because it was the contrast of the two homes that triggered the destruction of Sodom. The next thing was davening for Sodom, that amazing insights in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Anochi Ofar Va'efer that I represent the 70 nations, the one nation, and it's in that capacity that I'm davening on behalf of Sodom. And then this lovely idea of Meir Tzvi Berglund, that what is the connection between Kol HaKaveh, Mokom HaTefilosei, and humility, which is based on the pasuk in this week's parasha. The teretz is that going back to the same place is an expression of a person's humility. He's not pointing fingers elsewhere, but he's looking within. And that is really a sign of a person who is humble and therefore goes back to the same place to daven. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.